Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate is in session today, and there will be testifying before the Appropriations Subcommittees. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf will be there about 10 o'clock Eastern. And Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg will be there about 10:30 in the morning Eastern. Russia and the United States have carried out an unexpected prisoner exchange on Wednesday. Marine veteran Trevor Reed was exchanged for a Russian drug trafficker serving a long prison sentence in America. Trevor Reed's parents, Paula and Joey, on CBS News.
But he's doing better. We spoke to him early this morning right after he got on the plane, and he sounded a little subdued, kind of like he was maybe in shock. And but then we spoke to him, I guess, about an hour ago, and sounded much better. They had got some fluids and food into him.
Trevor was sentenced for 9 years for allegedly grabbing a police officer's arm during a DUI arrest. USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Looks like some people were working both sides of the fence, leading to America's opioid crisis.
The top executives for the consulting firm McKinsey & Company faced the House Oversight Committee's questions about the part the company played in America's opioid crisis. This follows a committee report which found some consultants worked for health regulators even while they advised opioid drug makers on how to boost sales of their prescription painkillers. Ranking Republican member from Kentucky James Comer says the Biden administration should be held accountable for illegal drugs coming across the border.
Democrats aren't interested in fact-finding. They want the public to believe the opioid crisis is still driven by overprescribing. It is not. It is driven by the thousands of pounds of fentanyl and other illicit opioids pouring across our southern border every single day because of President Biden's open border policy.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Seeing how sanctions were a complete failure in stopping Russia from invading Ukraine, the topic has now gone to nuclear weapons and war crimes. The Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air is reporting why sanctions failed. Russia received about $66 billion in fossil fuel sales in the 2 months since the forces invaded Ukraine. The biggest buyers? European Union, Germany, Italy, and China. With the sale of Twitter to Elon Musk this week, the deal won't close for a few more months, but that hasn't stopped the people that realize Twitter can be manipulated to shun a segment of society from claiming they'll be shunned when Elon takes over. Republican Senator John Kennedy on Fox News weighs in.
They're also not normal Americans. They believe, for example, that kids should be able to change their gender at recess. They believe that cops are more of a problem than criminals. They believe that government employees in Florida have a constitutional right to talk to five-year-olds about sexuality. Now, again, that's all okay. This is America. You can believe what you want. But they can't and shouldn't censor those on Twitter who disagree with him. Mr. Musk has bought it, and here's what I think he should do. I think he should call in all the woke Twitter executives and say, folks, we're going to start respecting free speech. I promise you at least one will say, Mr. Musk, we can't do that, and I won't do that. That's the one Mr. Musk should fire.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, good morning, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we've got Liz Peek with us, the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm terrific. Thank you for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. Boy, I'll tell you, right off the bat, we get the headline. It seems like Barack Obama is getting the kind of numbers that he thought that the country would be at when it comes to the GDP, a little bit lower. I mean, he said that, you know, we'd be pretty much stuck at about 1.8. But the new report is the GDP shrank to an annualized rate of 1.4%. What do you make of this?
Well, it was minus growth in the first quarter, real growth, meaning that inflation played a role in that. Turns out the first quarter, which, by the way, the number was definitely worse than expected, suffered from three things mainly. One, the fact that exports were down, perhaps not too surprising. Secondly, government payments were down, and that's, by the way, government spending. That's a good thing, in my view. You know, basically the last 2 years have been propped up by this fire hose of government benefits and so forth. Finally, we saw some slowing in that. And the other thing that I think really sort of bears watching is that inventory, private inventory investment was down. And, you know, for the last couple of years, one of the big stories has been, and I got to say, I sort of been writing and talking about this for an awful lot longer than it seems like it was on the radar of most people, the companies just way underestimated the bounce back in the economy. When and understand me, when COVID hit, everybody, no one had any idea how long it was going to last, what the damage to the economy was going to be, et cetera. So companies just stopped buying. I mean, I know a dressmaker, a big company that makes sportswear, and she got an email from all the major department stores literally within like 2 days of each other canceling all future orders. I mean, it was shocking. And what it really said was that those retailers were scared to death. They stopped buying anything for inventory. And we all know that, right? I mean, this is part of the supply chain problem.
Right.
But it's also been the experience. If you go shopping, if you went shopping last year in particular, there was nothing to buy. So now, excuse me, beginning, I would say a year ago, companies really began to reinvest in inventory, and that was down in the first quarter. So I don't know whether, excuse me, it's again because they're looking at the consumer sentiment numbers and they're worried that consumers are going to slow down their spending, or if it's supply chain problems, they just can't get what they need. I don't, and part of it, by the way, was autos, which kind of speaks to that, so I'm not sure.
It's kind of like a little bit of everything, Liz. I mean, you're the expert. You see all these different things coming. And this is why Democrats are freaking out, because they don't have anybody to blame but themselves in a lot of ways, because their policies have exacerbated this problem, whether we're talking about inflation, the supply chain crisis. I mean, the lack of anticipation by the ruling elites that you would think that would know better. You know, I'll tell you, we miss somebody like a Donald Trump who had business acumen that even warned about this early on. But Biden, because it came from Trump's lips, I guess you can't listen to any kind of counsel whatsoever if it doesn't come from Barack Obama. Like Barack Obama's had just an incredible background and track record for running businesses and corporations, right?
Well, that's right. I mean, the Obama White House was definitely notable for having no business people at all. I think it was the first time in history that none of the cabinet secretaries came from the private sector. I mean, it was really extraordinary. And this administration is not far behind. They don't listen to business. When last year and the year before, last year when businesses were saying, prices, you know, costs are going up. We're going to have to start raising our prices. And by the way, most importantly, we cannot hire people. It was amazing to me that the government absolutely ignored that, continued to fuel the spending with a big $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, way too much, gasoline on the fire of an already very hot economy. Particularly at a time when people were experiencing shortages of goods and services, and again, most importantly, a shortage of labor, which continues to plague us. I was just on a program with a couple of economists, and you know, I think we're just beginning to see wages going up a lot. Wages are still lagging behind inflation. In fact, in this first quarter report, real personal disposable income was down, not because income is down on the top line, but because inflation is just eating it up.
Exactly.
And I know I'm sounding very in the weeds because I've just been reading this first quarter report. But to your point, there's not much going right now. I mean, you know,
well,
inflation
exactly.
is still
well, well, it's and and it's what the people are dealing with. You know, like you said, these are kitchen tabletop issues and the reality. And guess what? Right behind all this is a proposal by this president to increase taxes.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, let's figure out another way to, you know, create problems. And I guess maybe Joe Biden is taking advice from those, you know, 51 national security people that, you know so much about, you know, Russian disinformation, everything. Maybe he's still counseling with them and they say, well, it feels like this. Maybe. I don't know. But that aside, it drives me nuts, Liz. And I don't know how you hold your composure at times when you are talking with some of these Democratic strategists. I mean, you talk about being in the weeds. I mean, they are. I don't know how they come up with the conclusions because.
Well, they do.
You know, the bottom line.
Yeah. The sad thing is, Bill, we've seen all this stuff before. We know what works. Mm-hmm. We know what doesn't work. Raising taxes always leads to less growth. Yes, it may be that Democrats see that as acceptable because they're going to increase payments to certain segments of our economy. But guess what? Everybody, a rising tide lifts all boats. And that was what was happening under President Trump. The entire country was doing better. How can you possibly look at those 4 years and not conclude that the tax cuts he put in, and as important, Bill, the lighter hand on regulatory oversight of various kinds of industries, that works. Businesses begin to invest, and they begin to expand, and they hire more people. And we saw all of that happening. And now what do we have? We have a reversion to the old bad times. More regulation. Oh, my gosh, some of the regulatory stuff that this administration is doing, which is not getting as much notice because they're doing so many other things badly. But think about the fact that... You know, Joe Biden is very excited about his infrastructure program. Well, what did they just do? They removed all the expediting regulation lightning that Trump put in place to make projects move faster. So now we got all this money to spend. Guess what? It's not going to get spent because we're going to go back to the bad old days where it takes 7 years to build a bridge because 3 years are needed. needed to get the environmental permits, and every time one person raises their hand and said, oh, I'm not sure that's good for the, speckled hen that lives down the road, they're going to stop
right.
building. And that's what's happening. It's ridiculous.
Exactly. Now, and boy, I'll tell you, I don't know how the Democrats can defend themselves with the midterms. And if we don't see a shellacking, then people are really going to be scratching their heads and wonder what the heck happened. More from Liz Peek after this. Stay with us.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Listeners in India are hearing the gospel, some for the first time, and are so moved by the good news that they just have to share it. The Tide Ministry is so encouraged to receive letters from listeners who hear the message of Christ and are compelled to write to us about their encounters with Jesus. Like this Bengali listener who wrote, "I've come to know that Jesus Christ is the only God who can save me from my sins. I'm ready to accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior." We are so thankful for these salvation stories, and we pray that those who have come to know Christ through our radio programs are also helping us in our mission to share the good news by telling their neighbors. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
This is for
Liz Peek. I mean, we thought she deserved a theme song, and she does make the Democrats and liberals dizzy because she's so loaded with the truth and experience. So, Liz, this is going to be your theme song now. Brad has assigned this to you, and I think it makes sense. So we'll just set you loose on all these people. I had to laugh a little bit this morning. My Peloton instructor was talking about Disney. He loves Disneyland. And so as we're going through it, he goes, yeah, Disneyland is the greatest human trap created by a mouse.
That's pretty good.
I thought it was pretty clever, exactly. And
that's very clever.
And of course, my question is, who's running Disney these days? Did Goofy take over? Was there like a coup that happened that decided for them to come up with some really goofy ideas here and cost the stockholders some $40 billion? You know, I think Elon Musk could say, hey, look, I think I could do something a little bit better with that $40 billion. What do you think?
You know, I do think this is one of the big topics of our age. It used to be that what was good for General Motors was good for the United States, remember? Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, corporate America writ large, I have to say, has turned out to be a pretty profound disappointment. And I think there are a lot of things that have happened, but they basically now are so scared of their shadows. They're so eager to please the progressive left because they're panicked that if they do something unpopular, they'll get creamed on social media. And I think, I mean, it is quite fascinating to me how cowed they are by that. I mm-hmm. mentioned the other day to somebody, you know, remember, and we all need to remember this, 36% of the country self-identifies as conservative, 35% as moderate, only 25% as liberal. We are the majority. And why it is that we keep catering to, in another survey, 6% of the country describes themselves as progressive. How is it that those people are driving the bus? I have no idea. Well, I do have an idea. Well, partly it's because Chuck Schumer, Senate Majority Leader, is scared to death of being primaried from the left by this idiot, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And I say she's an idiot not to be harsh, but she's an ill-informed person. She is ignorant about how the economy works, how business works, about how the country works. So, but Chuck Schumer is running scared, and that's why he keeps, sort of tweaking what the Senate is engaged in and the agenda to favor progressive policies. And of course, Joe Biden is scared of them too. It's really sad.
Well, what's happened is they've empowered them, and they've really weaponized. When you say empowered and weaponization of the institutions, this is what they've been able to do here. It is absolutely disgusting. I mean, you know, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, you know, to this end, you talk about corporate America. Well, they've got these DEI directors now, right, in HR?
Yeah. Of course.
These are powerful agents within a company, and I dare say they're probably more powerful than the CEO, because if the CEO gets out of line and they blow the whistle, Lord have mercy. I mean, you're talking Colonel Vindman back dealing with HR on steroids. Can you imagine that?
It's a serious issue, because once you've made the investment, and this is true of universities and corporations and every place, mm-hmm. In a DEI officer, as you point out, that person has to do something. It isn't like they can just sit there and read the newspaper all day. So even in companies which are bending over backwards, and by the way, my experience has been on Wall Street, that all of these companies for decades now have bent over backwards to hire minority candidates, promote minority candidates, et cetera. That is the truth, and they're scared to death to say it, but they have always had these programs in place, and has it reaped the rewards that activists would like to see? No, it hasn't, but it is not for want of trying. The reality is there are just not that many candidates that really meet up to the expectations and the requirements of these very high-pressure jobs, and that is a fact. So, you know, it's sort of discouraging because, again, they are running scared, and so a company like Disney attaches itself to opposing a law that at least initially was very popular in Florida, and really when you stop and just take a deep breath and say, what is it Disney's for? Are they really for gender conversations with six-year-olds? Does that really what the Disney brand stands for? I sure as heck hope not.
Yeah, I agree with you. They need to probably study Michael Jordan's business philosophy. When he was, asked about, why don't you, take on Republicans and take a political stand? He says, hey, last time I checked, Republicans, buy tennis shoes too.
Yeah.
So he didn't want to get into the fray. So it was wisdom that he said that. And maybe that's what Disney ought to do real quick, is find a way to reverse course and realize, hey, their brand, they have jeopardized their brand in $40 billion loss. I think is just the beginning of what could explode on them, because look what happened with Florida. Boy, they kicked back real quick, said, hey, you know what? You don't have your own town anymore. That party's over.
Yeah, and by the way, I mean, some of my conservative colleagues even thought that was a bit heavy-handed of Ron DeSantis. I disagree. I think it's time that these woke corporations kind of get what's coming to them. And if it's something that is not beneficial for their community, and if Florida's governor decides Disney is no longer deserving of special treatment, I think he was perfectly right to smack them back. And by the way, of course, all of this activity by Disney and this opposition to the education bill is complete hypocrisy, because in China, as we all know, they have been told they're not allowed to show same-sex scenes, romantic scenes and things like that, and they willingly comply with that. So it isn't like they have really some high ground moral position on this. They do what they think is sort of expedient, and
of course,
now they've got their knuckles wrapped, and I think that's just fine.
Well, the hypocrisy is obvious. Like you said, they're moving into markets where, homosexuality, any representation of gay, a gay lifestyle in that is an absolute anathema in some of these markets are going to, including death. I mean, that's about the ultimate anathema you can get. But then there they go. And the hypocrisy is rich, and, they've got to... it's an example and something for the rest of businesses to stop for a moment and say, okay, how are we going to, play this game? Are we going to let a very small minority compromise our brand and cost us lots of money here? And, they're already captured, as you mentioned, with the communist Chinese, and so many of the power structure within our country is elite captured, as is reported by Peter Schweitzer and Miranda Devine. So they got to be real careful. And here we are. It's like the dream come true for what China and these other power structures had hoped for, that it would be them and it would be America. It would be kind of a triune governance and world power here with China, America, and we'll see what happens. Russia wants to be the third leg, and I think this is part of the reason for their ambitions in Ukraine.
So, here's an interesting thing, I think, as we're talking about corporations and going woke. A survey at the end of the year of CEOs showed that, or C-suite people, executives and companies, 63% said that they really had to speak out, that their job demanded that they take a position on all these social issues. Silence is violence was something that they really couldn't tolerate. Interestingly, in the same survey, 36%, only 36%, about a third of the country said they wanted them to do that. So I think there's this huge disconnect. And again, we go back to who's really running the bus. What does the majority really believe? The majority in America says, shut up, just go make your widgets.
Exactly.
Don't try to influence public opinion on these very, very contentious issues.
You see, Liz, what you're pointing to here is the lack of leadership. Leadership takes you where you need to go. And the closest thing to it right now, believe it or not, is Elon Musk.
Yeah, I know. And aren't we having fun with that? I hope this deal goes through. I hope the government doesn't, all of a sudden find 16 things they want to investigate Elon Musk for. Because, by the way, that happens. Do you remember during the Obama presidency, Jamie Dimon spoke out against something the government was doing, and all of a sudden they had like six different investigations into J.P. Morgan Chase's business activities.
That's the way they work. Fox News is Liz Peek. Thank you, Liz.
Hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to a quarter of a million high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate is in session today, and there will be testifying before the Appropriations Subcommittees. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf will be there about 10 o'clock Eastern, and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg will be there about 10:30 in the morning Eastern. Russia and the United States have carried out an unexpected prisoner exchange on Wednesday. Marine veteran Trevor Reed was exchanged for a Russian drug trafficker serving a long prison sentence in America. Trevor Reed's parents, Paula and Joey, on CBS News.
But he's doing better. We spoke to him early this morning, right after he got on the plane, and he sounded a little subdued, kind of like he was maybe in shock. And but then we spoke to him, I guess, about an hour ago, and sounded much better. They had got some fluids and food into him.
Trevor was sentenced for 9 years for allegedly grabbing a police officer's arm during a DUI arrest. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. It's great to have DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. DeRoy, how are we doing, buddy?
Great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I've got a couple things to talk about. Only a few this time, disturbingly, because, you know, this is the thing. Whenever you and I get together, we just kind of have to make stuff up, man. You think we're operating out of the White House is the way they – well, I guess maybe we're just following their lead, I guess.
Well, maybe we should a cooking interview where we talk about our favorite recipes. You know, that could chew up 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, exactly. Why not? Well, yeah, of course, everybody else would just make them hungry, smarter. But, hey, let's dive into the deep water here.
Mm-hmm.
The White House is a little apoplectic because a federal judge stepped in front of the titular head and all-knowing scientist Dr. Fauci and said, "The heck with these masks! They're not working. We know they didn't work." Nowhere in the Constitution does it say that you have the legal right to impose such a mandate. And, I'll tell you, this is just, this is inflicting the White House with PTSD. They just cannot believe that somebody is putting them in the lane that they belong.
You're actually right about that. It reminds me of something my dad used to tell me when I was a little boy, which is, it's not what you do, it's the way that you do it. And they keep running into this exact problem. Look, if the idea of putting masks on people during a pandemic makes sense. They should have gone to Congress and said, look, pass a law. The House and Senate can debate it, pass it, send it to the President, he can sign it. And then you've got a statute, and then they've got all the full legal authority they want. I think they went back and dug up some law from the 40s or 50s that pertained to, I don't know, polio or some really severe illness. And they've been stretching that thing along for the last 2 years. Another way to do this is you have a regulation, but you give everyone 30, 60, or 90 days to comment. And then you, once you've had the public comments under something called the Administrative Procedures Act, then you can say, all right, we're going to issue this as a regulation. And I understand at the beginning when this thing erupted, we had no cures, we had no vaccines, we had no therapies. Maybe you do that on an emergency basis, but then you come back and say, all right, now we're going to, you know, beyond the 30 or 60-day emergency, we're going to do it the right way. They didn't do that. They've been doing this thing basically on, you know, administrative diktat for 2 years.
Exactly.
And this judge stepped in and said, look, you know, the mask may be brilliant, but you didn't do this the right way. And that's the basis on which she threw this out. And now, of course, if I were Biden, I'd say, all right, look, people are, you know, this thing's winding down. We have all the vaccines we want. We have therapies. The hospitals are not overflowing. You don't have to fly if you don't want to, if you think it's too risky. Or you can wear masks and double masks if you want to voluntarily. You know, I've just been saved and rescued by this judge. Let's just leave this thing alone, which I thought they would do. But then a couple days later, in fact, the day after, Biden said it's up to people to decide what they want to do. Then the Department of Justice steps in, and they're peeling this thing. It's like, okay, they finally, you know, wiggled out of the mousetrap, and now they're crawling back into the mousetrap. It's the lack of science here, the lack of constitutional respect, and just the lack of pure political acumen in this instance is mind-blowing. They're three strikes, they're out on this one.
Exactly, and the lack of transparency. I don't know if you've heard about Dr. Deborah Burke's new book that's just released, which is her story, her side of what was going on in the White House and, you know, with Dr. Fauci. My biggest takeaway from this book was that she said that, you know, they had failed to be open. You know, she's had experience internationally in dealing with pandemics, and she said they were very upfront and honest with people and transparent and saying, hey, this is what we know, and then kept people abreast of what was going on. But the narrative coming out of, you know, both White Houses, Trump's and certainly with Biden's, was such that, you know, there wasn't that free flow of transparency that she said that she recommended, and was a bit frustrated that, you know, they didn't take her advice based on her experience. And so you listen to her side of the story and go, okay, we knew that there was some contention there in the White House between, you know, Fauci and with Dr. Burks. And so now this is coming to the light, and she seems to be a person of reason that would have been the person that we needed to have, you know, be the lead on this as opposed to Dr. Fauci. She didn't seem to be one that had skin in the game to where there was some, you know, financial and fiduciary benefit if certain vaccines were recommended, so to speak.
That's interesting. Well, I've not read her book, so this is really the first time hearing these comments about her perspective on this whole mess. But what I can say is I remember very well when I was sitting here in my apartment in New York City, you know, spring of 2020, when the whole country was completely, you know, essentially under house arrest. And I remember it was rather comforting almost every night at 6:30 or so, President Trump would come into the White House press room with Fauci, with Burks, with other doctors and corporate leaders, et cetera. And, talk for about 20 minutes and then take questions for usually 25 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, and a lot of them were very nasty questions. And so I found the whole thing rather transparent, and actually his numbers went up at that time because he really seemed very much in control, in command, in charge. I think people found that comforting. You compare that to Biden now, where, I mean, he went, what was it, something like, I don't know, 80 or 90 days without having a press conference. You know, he doesn't come forward very often. When he does, it's usually, you know, clean up on aisle 7 and that kind of thing. And as far as Fauci goes, I was very disturbed by comments he made last week, I think it was, where he said that he believed that there shouldn't be judges coming in and second-guessing anything the CDC says or does. CDC is a bunch of scientists. Science should do scientific work, and judges should butt out of it. And I'm thinking to myself, has this guy read the Constitution? Is he understand the concept of the separation of powers? Or are we just going to say, you know, if you're a medical bureaucracy, you can do what you want, and you're not subject to judicial oversight. I never learned that in civics. I'll have to go back and look at my civics books and see if there's a medical agency exception to the separation of powers.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the thing is, all this comes from the Great Reset and the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and even Dr. Yuval Noah Harari, who is, he on the international stage, this guy is the science god. And he says there's no more God in science. Science is not about truth. It's about power.
It's not about truth. It's about what?
It's not about truth. It's about power.
About power.
About power. And so here he's got, you know, he's got the bully pulpit, and he's riding off of, these forces of that are brought to us by the World Economic Forum, this one world government, and Fauci is in step. This is all, you know, when you listen and you connect the dots and you say, whoa, this is all, you know, this is all the same speak. And this is why, you know, Fauci could care less about the Constitution or care anything of, you know, any religious significance, because that isn't what it's about, because for them, you know, their God is science.
Yeah, well, you say science, and to a degree, their God is power and control.
Yeah.
I think the two go together. And
yes.
I think one thing we've learned in this COVID-19 episode is that a lot of the so-called science is really about how do we control people? How do we keep people locked down? How do we make it so they can't go about their business in terms of taking care of themselves, their loved ones, their kids in school, as the case may be? And, how do we just keep people on leashes? So if they want to do anything, they got to come to, you know, mama government or papa government to figure out, you know, what they want to do. There's also some different topic, but also related to science. The folks who are involved in the global warming, so-called climate change matter, every now and then they say the quiet part out loudly. For example, Cristina Figueres, she's part of the UN's Framework Convention on Climate Change. She said back in February 2015, this is the first time in the history of mankind that we are setting ourselves the task of intentionally, within a defined period of time, to change the economic development model that has been reigning for at least 150 years since the Industrial Revolution. So it's not really about saving the climate. It's about changing the economy. And
exactly.
A similar comment from Congressman AOC's chief of staff. He said that interesting thing about the Green New Deal. It wasn't originally a climate change thing at all, because we really think of it as a how do you change the entire economy thing. So,
yes.
You know, science up front, that's the facade. And in back, it's about how do we control the people in so many of these instances, unfortunately.
And Klaus Schwab, he says he refers to it as the fourth industrial revolution. And let's not forget Barack Obama. The fundamental transformation of America. I believe now we're starting to understand what he had in mind. Bit elusive with that statement, and people wondered, even though a lot of people clapped for it. They, oh, how great. I go, what are you clapping for? You don't have a clue whatsoever. But we have a clue. We got to go to break. We've got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Roy Murdoch continues with us, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, just to kind of put a ribbon on this stuff, I mean, you have Joe Biden at one point saying, you know, climate change. John Kerry's echoing the same thing. The most significant thing, the most threatening thing to, you know, forget about democracy. It's the world. And now, as if that's not enough, let's talk about white supremacy now is the most dangerous thing to our democracy, right?
Yeah, this is the whole idea from Biden, from the Attorney General, and even the Pentagon, that the biggest threat to the country is white supremacy and violence from white nationalism, and this whole concept. And this is the biggest boogeyman out there. And my question is, if this is really the massive, horrible risk that this country faces, why is it that I can't think of any other than the poor woman Heather Heyer, who was run over by that white supremacist at the rally in Charlottesville. Mm-hmm. That there's no other example of anybody who's been killed or wounded by these terrible white nationalists that we've heard about. You know, you would think that these folks would be all over the place. They'd be easy to track down. They would be the whole list of victims and being made famous by Rachel Maddow, and Don Lemon and all these other folks. If this is really such a risk, where are the attacks? Where are the list of dead? Where are the wounded? Where are the pictures and the videos of these attacks? And I don't see them. And yet what we do see, ironically, is exactly the opposite, which is violent black racists who engage in all kinds of mayhem. And you look at them, and those folks are out there, just like we saw this guy, Frank James, who was on the New York City subway just a little about 2-3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Open fire, shot, I think, about 10, 13, 15 people. Thankfully, nobody was killed. But you still had this guy brought in a big, long rap sheet. And then on top of that, then it turns out this guy's on his social media profile attacking white folks in just the ugliest terms, saying that he didn't think black and white people should even be in the same hemisphere, and, you know, this sort of basic hate speech. And you don't hear very much about that, but, you know, that story kind of came and went quickly.
It seems to me that's the opposite. That's the exact opposite of white supremacy, wouldn't you say?
Well, it's black supremacy is what it is. I mean, it's
exactly. That's what I mean.
You know,
I mean, we don't want to talk about that, right? Go ahead. Yeah.
No, well, this guy said, you know, this is a direct quote from his social media. Oh, black Jesus, please kill all the whiteies. That sounds like anti-white hate speech to me. You know, I could be wrong. Call me old fashioned. And then you've got this guy in Waukesha, Wisconsin, Daryl Edward Brooks. He's the one who hopped in his car and drove over 68 people at that Christmas parade, killed six dead, including 8-year-old boy. And he said online, "Knock about the old white people, knock them TF out." Period. He also said, "Run them over, keep traffic flowing, and don't slow down for any of these idiots." Online, he had a picture of Adolf Hitler next to that. The words, "Hitler knew who the real Jews were." Again, we have six dead people, 62 injured people. Another guy showed up in his car, drove into up on Capitol Hill, killed a white U.S. Capitol policeman, this guy by the name of Noah Green, and he happened to be a big follower of Louis Farrakhan, the head of the Nation of Islam, the guy who said, he decried the satanic Jews. He also said, "Some people call me an anti-Semite. Stop it. I'm an anti-termite." That's a cute comment. And the guy who killed the police officer up in Capitol Hill said about Farrakhan, "I consider him my spiritual father." So we have black racists. Black nationalists, black racists, who are violent and kill people, injure people, and we don't hear much about that, but we are all supposed to be obsessed about this massive scourge of white nationalism and white supremacism that is the biggest violent threat in this country, according to Biden, according to the Attorney General, according to the Pentagon. It really is just, as you say, it's like the world standing on its head.
Well, don't you find this, you know, this rhetoric that has been perfected, really has been perfected by the Democrats, they're 10-degree black belts in this kind of speech. They will take something, they will emotionalize it, there's no substance to what they're saying, but unfortunately, the mainstream media has checked out, they can't do their job and investigate or even call into question, you know, the idiocy of their statements, and, you know, next thing you know, the mainstream media is actually coming alongside and adding credence to these hollow statements. But the rest of America, like you said, it turns everybody else on their head. They're going, where did this come from? This doesn't make sense. I don't see this in my world. Is it only happening in New York or only happening in the Beltway? Is it a disease that's only relegated to that specific area? You know, what's going on?
Yeah, it's, you know, the left-wing media and the rest are very good at general statements. Oh, white nationalism is going to come in, or, you know, the rich don't pay their fair share. Okay, give us some specifics. Give us some examples. And I've looked at these speeches by Biden and by Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, and others, where they talk about white nationalism, white racism. It's the biggest threat to the country. And then I'd expect, you know, for example, this happened. And meanwhile, you know, Sam Jones, this happened to him, or Sally Smith, this happened to her.
Right.
And where are those? Where are the examples? Where even like one or two anecdotes? And the same thing, Charlottesville. Okay, well, that was almost 5 years ago, and that poor woman, Heather Heyer, was run over by a white nationalist who stepped on the gas and plowed his car into a bunch of people. That was terrible. But that was almost 5 years ago. That was under the previous president, not under Joe Biden. Can you point to anybody since Charlottesville who is a victim of violent white nationalism? And, of course, they say, oh, well, Kyle Rittenhouse. No, Kyle Rittenhouse is not a violent white nationalist. In fact, he said to Tucker Carlson, he said, quote, "I support the BLM movement." He's a BLM supporter. Mm-hmm. He actually was supporting Andrew Yang for president, not Donald Trump for president. And then then you've got Nick Sandman, the guy who's the white nationalist who was, you know, attacking that American Indian in front of the Lincoln Memorial. No, actually, he just stood there and said nothing while this Indian banged a drum in his face. That guy just stood there with a nice little polite smile, didn't touch anybody, didn't say a word, didn't do anything wrong. And so these guys invent these examples of alleged white nationalism because they can't find any. Do you remember this happened in Virginia right before when Glenn Youngkin was running for governor? I think about maybe 4 or 5 days before the election, they had a group of kind of Proud Boys type, or we call them, kind of like looking like the Charlottesville people, standing in front of Glenn Youngkin's bus saying, you know, white supremacists for Youngkin or something like that. It turned out that these were people who were sent there by the Lincoln Project, which is an uber rhino left-wing Republican group. They're not actual white nationalists. So they didn't invent, white nationalist businesses, yes, to gin up the sense that the country is being taken over by the Klan, because they can't find any actual examples of this, so they invent them, which is just a terrible, disgusting, and totally fraudulent way to get people to, you know, on edge over race when things, until these recently, were improving, and largely they're getting worse because people are inventing a problem that doesn't exist, or if it does, it exists at a far, far lower level than they claim it does.
Yeah. And that's the point of all this. I mean, here you're talking about at least anecdotal evidence, and then on their side, the only thing you can show are things that they've contrived and made up. I mean, how many times did CNN get caught with their cameras in the wrong place? It's just craziness, and it's no wonder that, you know, CNN can't even sustain CNN Plus, and they've lost credibility. And people go, you know what, SpongeBob SquarePants is getting more audience than you on the regular network. What did you think CNN Plus, and you were going to charge people an extra subscription rate? What did you think that was going to happen? Anyway, it's absolutely ludicrous.
Get our news from sponges. Maybe that's what we need to do, just like the Sponge News Network.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, maybe brought to you by Bill and DeRoy. Why not? Let's do it.
Yeah,
3 minutes. 3 minutes left here. I want to talk about Disney's fall. Boy, what a price they are paying. You talk about getting outside of your lane. Instead of family entertainment, they decide they're going to chime in something they know so little about. And so far, it's cost them about $40 billion. You know, my question is, what CEO of the company came up with this one? Did Goofy all of a sudden take in charge one day and say, "Hey, we're going to do this"?
I think Donald
not to malign Goofy. I'm sorry, I love Goofy, but I mean, it's just how crazy. Go ahead.
No, it really, really is amazing. Yeah, they really, really blew this. I mean, look, what they should have done is originally what the CEO said he was going to do early on, which is to say, look, this is a political thing. We don't do politics. We're staying out of it. And I guess some of his younger employees freaked out and were foaming at the mouth. He said, okay, I'll jump into it. So, of course, he jumped headfirst into a very shallow pool and now has bumped his head and is in very bad shape. And they came out against this parental rights law, parental rights and education law in Florida, and they've been portraying this whole thing as, you know, don't say gay, and this is an anti-gay thing, and on and on and on. And all it's very simply says, if you want to talk to kids about gender identity or sexual orientation, that's okay, but you have to wait till fourth grade. And I guess that's not good enough for Disney. They want to talk about this with the kindergartners or first graders and talk to them about gender and, you know, who's attracted to whom, and are you gay or are you straight or are you bisexual, in kindergarten, first grade, when kids can't even spell those words. They have no idea about any of that stuff. And this has blown up in their faces. People have canceled their subscriptions to Disney Plus. A lot of people have decided to take their kids elsewhere for spring break and so on. And what's amazing about this is how completely hypocritical Disney is. You know, they're screaming and yelling about this bill that allegedly says don't say gay, which doesn't say anything about saying or not saying gay. And yet they're still doing business with people like Disney Cruise Lines going to Dominica and Antigua, where gay sex is punishable by prison sentences of 10 or 15 years. Disney Plus is going into, right now, expanding to Algeria, Egypt, Libya, Morocco, a bunch of places in the Middle East where homosexuality is against the law. They are expanding to Saudi Arabia and Yemen, where if you're gay in Saudi Arabia, you can suffer chemical castration or capital punishment. Or in Yemen, same-sex intimacy can trigger execution. So that's okay. So they'll do business with countries where if you're gay, they'll kill you, but they're militating against the law in Florida, which doesn't even use the word gay. So again, we're living in upside-down land here in America today.
Amazing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to give you a breath to get your brains back on straight. And I don't blame you. As DeRoy said, it is upside down land. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Godspeed, my friend. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
All right. You as well, Bill. Thanks a lot.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm